Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're in the middle of this conversation. Is Kevin Stefanski, the Browns, JB Bickerstaff? We've got a couple calls I want to get to here. But you threw off air today a very serious accusation my way before the show.
I mean, it's as serious as you want it to be. You sent me a list. What was it, like 27 different coaching names?
Yeah.
I think 27 or so. And I'm going through the list and I'm like, oh, Cliff Kingsbury. Okay, we could talk about that. I'm like, ooh, Matt Nagy. Don't want to discuss that one. But before I knew it, I fell into the trap. I think it was a Nick Wilson trap. It felt like a Nick Wilson trap. Did you start the coaching search already?
I promise you that was not my intention. There was a thing about Mike Vrabel in there that I wanted to read because it tied it to Kevin Stefanski's job security.
I mean, before you know it, I'm thinking, I'm like, would the fan base be happy with Brian Flores? And I'm like, I'm going through all these scenarios. Oof. You put me in a bad spot, friend.
I mean, I will say, well, no. Listen, I wasn't trying to trap you or jumpstart your brain there. Because while I have no problem saying fire this guy like some shows in town, I will tell you, I'm not there yet. Okay. I am trying to be open-minded with Kevin. I'm very annoyed about this season. I have serious doubts about him. And I have about the leadership side going all the way back to 2 years ago. Because, I'm really troubled by this idea that some guys we thought were difficult just keep going and doing good things elsewhere.
Okay. I noticed you didn't send me any draft picks for quarterback selections for this upcoming year. You've staunchly been in the camp of, well, they're not going to draft a quarterback. That's the wrong thing to do. And so when sending me these coaching candidates, I got the wrong impression.
I think you might be looking to put too much thought into our DMs.
By the way, I'll say this. If we're trying to figure out which person is Kenny Atkinson to JB Bickerstaff and like to Kevin Stefanski and like kind of co-opting all of that. No, Vrabel's not the answer. Mm. I don't think Vrabel's the answer in this equation.
You go Ben Johnson? I'm just going to start naming coaches. It's not great.
I think Kingsbury actually would be that answer.
I will fight you in the streets of Temecula.
Vrabel was too successful.
No, Cliff Kingsbury.
Atkinson didn't have success in Brooklyn.
Cliff Kingsbury,
offensive genius, respected around the league in many, many circles, the way Atkinson was as well. Failed in his previous spots, got ousted by
what was perceived to be a
superstar. Your left eye is twitching. Anytime his left eye twitches, that's how you know I really made him mad, people.
Yeah, I'm full blown triggered right now.
Your right eye twitching is fine. That's okay. It's the left eye that I'm like, oh no.
Now, here's what I will say, just because I'm getting very close to thinking, like, definitively, Kevin Stefanski is the Browns JB Bickerstaff. I'm not entirely sold that means you have to fire him this year. I'm open to the idea that you might be able to sway me on give him one more year. I'm going to need a better case than just 11 wins 2 years ago. I'm going to need something more than that. I'm not saying just because I think he is the JB and he's not the guy to get you over the top that it's automatic fire him this year. But these next eight games should factor into that quite a bit. 216-474-0092. Let's go with, you call the shot there.
Yeah, Joe's the guy.
Joe in Cleveland, welcome to the show, buddy. Is Kevin Stefanski the Browns' JB Bickerstaff?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First things I just want to say, I haven't had a chance to shout out JP. Congratulations. I'm so glad that my ride home is not just filled with, I don't know, I'm really loving the banter back and forth between you two.
Oof.
Secondly,
I see Dustin.
love Dustin. I don't think that Stefanski is the JB for the Browns. My reasoning being is Atkinson came in, the Cavs have their quarterback. They got Donovan. That starting four, the group, you know, that core four for the Cavs isn't what they are without Donovan. Now, the Browns don't have a quarterback. I mean, Miles and Denzel and Jerry Jeudy and Nick Chubb aren't the core. We're not as good without a quarterback. So, I mean, fire Kevin, bring another coach. Who knows what's going to happen? You know, Kevin's not ever had an opportunity to bring in his own QB and coach him up the way he's wanted to. So, I mean, I'm not all for firing Stefanski, and I don't think he's the JB.
Joe, we appreciate you, buddy. It's just so tough to get, because everybody gave him a pass for Baker not working out here to that degree. And yeah, it was,
because that was a good point by Joe. And I think I'm glad that your mind went back to Baker, because that's kind of the spot that we would have or should have been having those convos.
But with Deshaun, guys, I think Kevin and Andrew were part of the reason Deshaun was here. And I think part of the reason they moved on from Baker was Kevin. And I don't know why that's become blasphemous to say. Like, it can be Baker was Baker, and that also that Kevin wasn't comfortable with that. Real quick here, you want to go one more?
Let's do it.
Let's go with, I'm going to go Big Jumbo in Maple Heights.
You wanted a different name. I know you did.
Hey,
what's up, buddy?
Real quick, I just looked at the book that Stefanski could write when he leaves the Browns.
Yeah.
A, he coaches the team to the playoffs, but he don't get to coach the game, right? Second thing, was he responsible for playing Baker and not playing Baker when he was injured?
No, that was Baker's call.
Well, that's an opinion in reality, because nobody really knows. Well, I'm not busting your chops. I'm just saying we don't know. Was he on board with bringing Deshaun here? I mean, was that his? That's not his style of quarterback. We all know that. Was he force-fed this guy? Third of all, was he forced to fire his coordinator yet last year, which I think was a bad move, because this guy's really not worked with what we got. I think this owner and these two GMs got to look. There are two GMs, because you got two of them. You got one that he's a part-time. He lives out in Cali, and he likes the beach a lot and all that. But anyways, listen.
Doesn't.
Whatever you want to say is all fact. As a season ticket holder, I am a part-time investor. Am I correct or not? I do give them almost $3,000 a year, and it's up in the air if I'm going to re-up now. And I talked to 11 people in the last 2 weeks, and 8 of them are out. They're done. They said, we can't do it no more.
Analytics.
We're tired. We haven't seen a playoff game at home ever. We keep getting promised this stuff. We keep getting all these. You know what we get? We don't get playoff games. You know what we get as Browns fans? We get preseason games shoved down our throat. We get average play.
Big Jumbo.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying. Go ahead, man.
No worries, brother. We got to run, okay? We're up against it.
Yep. Go ahead. Do it.
Thank you so much, Big Jumbo there.
You understood.
216-474-0092. If Kevin Stefanski is the Browns' J.B. Bickerstaff, does that mean he needs to be fired this year? More on that, more from you guys, including Pee Wee football coach, next on 92.3 The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.